More than 150 people signed up to testify during the 8-hour meeting that ran long past 10 p.m. In a 5-2 vote, the board approved the 120-day emergency rule, declaring there was imminent peril to the public health or natural resources. Board member Chris Ewan introduced the motion to approve the rule.
Our people need the tools to keep order on the mountain. It's very sad that this has come to this point.
Board members James Gomes and Ulalia Woodside voted against the rule. In closing remarks, Woodside said after hearing hours of emotional testimony, she was disappointed and conflicted over how to move forward.
Of all the tools that we have, I don't know that we're using the right tool right now.
The emergency rule comes after months of protests against the $1.4 billion 30-meter telescope. Astronomers call Mauna Kea's summit one of the world's best places to see the stars, but many Native Hawaiians consider the mountain sacred land. Protest leader Kaho'okahi Kanuha testified against the new rule, saying it unfairly targeted protesters on the mountain.
This law directly targets people like me. People that have been on the mountain for the past 107 days, not camping. We are there holding vigil, ceremony, at least 3 times a day.
State Attorney General Doug Chin said it was the protest on June 24th that prompted him to draft the rule. That's when hundreds of protesters blocked construction crews from reaching the TMT site, largely by placing boulders and large rocks in the road. Chin said even though the boulders have been removed, lingering concerns about public safety remain.
It's hard to explain to the people who work there every day, look, the rocks are gone, you're going to be fine. The concern is, if it happened once, what's going to happen another time? And that's the threat.
The University of Hawaii recently released daily logs from Mauna Kea rangers and staff at the Visitor Information Station. The documents point to safety concerns, from protesters blocking the road to threats and harassment aimed at staff and visitors. Scotty Paiva is the chief ranger for Office of Mauna Kea Management.
Workers on Mauna Kea feel threatened and don't want to report to work. We have lost 2 highly qualified rangers since the encampment on Mauna Kea.
But many who oppose the construction of the TMT disagree, saying their 24-hour watch on the mountain has been peaceful. Again, Kaho'okahi Kanuha.
In many of the things that we have been accused of, I will stand firm and say that that is absolutely false.
Kanuha, who has been arrested twice for blocking construction on the mountain, says even with the approved rule, the movement to stop the TMT isn't going away.
We don't plan to leave until Mauna Wakea is safe.
The state attorney general said anyone in violation of the emergency rule could face criminal penalties, which could mean more arrests. Molly Solomon for HPR News.